November 28th, The Way Down. Are you familiar with the slippery slope effect? This analogy teaches that every self-centered action leads to greater immorality. Such an argument is frequently used and often debated, but biblically, there's a case to be made for it. While actions aren't necessarily linked to one another, the slippery slope argument is about the condition of the heart. If we follow our flesh, making excuses for it, we're undeniably set on a downward trajectory, which is what Lee discovered. Lee desired God at a young age, but he grabbed a hold of one simple sin, selfishness, and it grew into a darkness even he couldn't control. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
During my last years, I spent time in two federal penitentiaries, two state prisons, and three mental hospitals. You wouldn't have wanted to know me then. My own family feared and hated me. It's funny because as a kid, I went to church for a time and wanted to love and please God. Then I hit my teens and wanted to be slick and cool. So I drank and dropped pills and smoked grass. I began to steal to support my habits, and that's what sent me to prison. I read the Bible while I was behind bars, and I was afraid Christ would return and catch me in my sins. But I couldn't change my ways. I tried rehab programs again and again for 9 years, but drank each time I was released. Every crime I tried ended in disaster. Once my family took me in, and I almost choked my little niece to death while I was drunk. That's when they took me to the mental hospital. I walked away from the first one. A man in South Chicago found me wandering around covered with blood from a badly torn ear, and he drove me to another state hospital. While I was drying out there, a preacher came in and talked to me one day. He explained that Jesus came to save sinners, which I was, but he said Jesus also delivers people from mental and emotional torments. I joined his Bible study but made no decision until I was released and walking the streets again, right past the liquor stores and bars I know so well. I went to my cheap hotel room, knelt, and thanked God for saving me. That's when I knew I was born again, saved by the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 say, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Friend, when we allow our heart to be drawn away from God, our depravity is endless. God and His commands are our very foundation for life and goodness. When we turn from them, we are feeding our flesh and giving it power to drag us down the slippery slope into greater and greater darkness. Will you consider this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Unshackled daily devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in our lives.